My name is Lady Ryan. Bird flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Feeling good, yeah, yeah. Feeling no pain at all, I'm feeling good. Drink up, baby, stay up all night. Things you could do, you won't, but you might. The potential you'll be, you'll never see. Promises you'll only make. Drink with me now and forget all about pressure of day. Do as I say, and I'll make you okay. Drive them away, images stuck in your head. People you've been before, but you don't want around anymore. They push, shove, won't bend to your will. I keep them still. Drink up, baby, look at the stars, I'll kiss you again. Make you mine and keep you apart, deep in my heart, separate from the rest, where I like you the best. Keep those things you forgot. People you've been before, but you prisoner of your lies. You can tell when you look into your eyes. You're a prisoner of your life. You dwell in a hell that you divide. Hey, Georgia Jailbird. Been studying your behavior. Your high heels hit the streets all night. City lights burning bright. Mistaking them for daylight. Stay high, yo. Whole life you gotta get your soul in line. Get your soul. Get your soul in line, honey, you'll be fine. Hey, Georgia Jailbird, hey, Georgia, do me this favor. I'll fall track when you held me back. Will you forgive my eyes?
Dyke March demands health care for all that have been shunted out, shunted aside, shut out when they needed health care. Except for the very wealthy, everyone in the world needs better health care, and we need it today. We all know that the criminals and the government have limited access to health care in order to boost profits for their campaign contributors. We've gone through decades of people warning us that a universal health care system would bring about the evils of socialized medicine, but we know that that is a lie. In fact, the only thing we don't know is the truth. We don't know what is the truth because women's needs are understudied, under-researched, and underfunded, because the particular health challenges of women, and especially dykes, are mostly ignored, because hardly anyone pays attention to dykes. And if you're working class or poor, you are completely invisible. We need a national health care now for everyone. Medical personnel to be retrained to recognize that dykes exist, have different concerns than heterosexuals, and that no one comes into a medical office should be shamed for any reason. We need respect and options that are appropriate to our specific health issues. This means access to non-Western treatments for everyone, regardless of class. It means dignified, self-directed end-of-life care. We need honest health education, not fear-based, like the media manipulated war on obesity. In fact, we need the language of war to be taken out of the medicine completely. We need health care for people, not for profit. Flexible health care that recognizes that everybody has a different body and all bodies are equally precious. All women need what dykes need, an end to the misogyny around abortion and forced sterilization. In recognition that women are 75% of the caregivers and families, we need systematic reevaluation and revaluing of this crucial work, which women are often pressed into doing on top of their employment or family responsibilities. We need full recognition of our designated partners in all aspects of the healthcare system, from the ways medical forums make us invisible to the tragedies of our partners being forced out of the decision-making process during life-threatening situations. We need support for our children and for our choices around children, whether we want them or not. We need to be treated with dignity, regardless of our gender presentation. We need a national registry of health givers who are trained to deal with queers that any queer or dyke can access. Healthcare in the United States is a scandal. The money that should be going into our medical needs, our schools, our infrastructure is instead being siphoned off into wars of the empire. The U.S. healthcare system is the most expensive in the world, yet it ranks 22nd in infant mortality between Taiwan and Croatia, 46th in life expectancy between St. Helena and Cyprus, and 37th in health system performance between Costa Rica and Slovenia. Canada, most of Europe, much of South and Central America, as well as parts of Africa, the Middle East, and Australia, all have universal health care. So even where the healthcare system is universal, we support worldwide organizing that constantly seeks better delivery and support. The outrageous pricing of AIDS, drugs in South America and Africa is among hundreds of examples where corporate interests have subverted human care. So let our country change its priorities, and we need to do it now. Bring the troops home, dismantle the war machines, and re-envision what a healthy life means. Clean air, drinkable water, universal health care with dignity and respect. Thank you. Okay, so you all are in for a real treat now. We have a musician coming out who's been an inspiration.
So we're going to have a little fact moment. And Sudma, why don't you give us your knowledge here?
All right. How's everybody doing? Beautiful day in San Francisco. Bienvenidas las latinas, también lesbianas. ¿Dónde están las latinas?
Welcome.
México. ¿Dónde está Cuba?
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Chicanas.
Centroamérica.
African sisters.
All right. We have to remember all the tools that we have here. We're speaking out for those voices that cannot do it. From Palestine all the way to Philippines, there's a lot of people in struggle, and this is our time to also represent those voices. Did you know that there's about 47 million workers in the United States only without health care?
47 million.
Not 47,000, 47 million.
Yes. How many of you guys do not have health insurance? Make some noise.
That's right.
I hear it louder. We got to make a point. How many of you guys have no insurance?
And the government refuses to take responsibility for their actions. And that's why we're here, to make them responsible for all, not just health care, but also for the militarization of other countries and all the abuse that they're trying to get their hands on.
We need to demand our human rights, our human rights. We need to make a noise and make us be heard. I want to hear everybody yell, like, just let it all out. Whatever angst, anything that you're upset with the government, let it out. Go!
What? Okay. Don't forget to support us for our t-shirts. Keep the park clean. As you know, they're trying to get us out of here, so let's prove them wrong. Let's prove them that we can work here as a community.
And we can ask you guys to, before the night ends, take a bag of trash with you. That would really help us out, because we have a crew out here of about 10 people at night cleaning the whole park, so please help us out.
Who's next?
Okay, so let's move on. I would like to reintroduce one of our Dyke March committee members, Kayla Marin, who's a Bay Area singer-songwriter. Her CD will be coming out soon, Making Life. That's her title. If you like what you hear, please check her out at kayla.org, which is kayla.org. Please welcome back to the stage, Kayla Marin.
Time and time again, you surprise me. Time and time again, can't believe you're beside me. I could have been running, and seen you beside me. Same place, same pace, baby, you were all I could see. And how did I know that's what you asked me? How did I know, beg me to tell you? How did I know when I first saw you? Baby, I know.
My God.
this last song I want to sing is Marlowe Tempo. And I was actually was a thank you to who made this CD possible, to my executive producer, who, Lord knows, you need angels in this life to be an artist. So I'd like to sing this song much slower as a thank you for allowing this CD and for the songs that I was writing to come out.
You're an angel, an angel with no wings, but your feet never touch the ground. Because instead,
pleasure of introducing another artist who is definitely on the move, born and raised in Washington State. Cleomi has recently relocated to San Francisco. Her music is a fusion of the soulful tones and melodies of traditional blues and jazz, the warmth of Caribbean reggae and Cuban rhythms interspersed with flowing rap and poetry, or flowetry. An emerging musician and activist, Cleomi has worked with conscious Cuban hip-hop artists in Havana and elders of the American blues tradition in the U.S. Check out her merchandise and welcome Cleomi!
Hello.
Yeah. I wanted to learn science.
It is such a pleasure to be here. I'm so thankful for this opportunity. You are so beautiful. I don't think I've ever seen so many beautiful people in one place at one time. All right, I'll just get right down to it. This is a love song. Called We Rise. It was originally recorded in Havana, Cuba with a Cuban MC named the Secu Umoja. I'm selling Cuban hip-hop. 100% of the proceeds will go back to the artists still living in Cuba. I also have a lazy EP that I recorded last week. If you want to pick that up, it's by donation. Thank you. My name is Cleomi. The song is called We Rise. So high we will rise.
like a strong woman, I rise. Each day I open my eyes more wide to see what's really mine. All the intuition and possibility that I possess could never let my insecurity allow me to forget that. Self-respecting, job blessing, the goodness will come as a reflection. These hard times are just lessons. Like boot camp, I'm learning to use my spirit as a weapon to fight oppression. And no matter where I go, I know that no political system knows best. The media prison, imperial colonialism is all just a test. And George Bush is the real terrorist. So above all this, I rise, plug this into the boom boom inside my chest. And it reminds me to take a breath. And remember that even the strongest warriors must respect the motions of the heart, because when all's said and done, war's fought that could never be won. Love is all that's left. How many more times must we rise above the walls you built so high? Piensa que me vas a engañar, pero lo no vas a lograr. Oye, mientras más tú coges, un sueño se impone y la libertad llegará como parte de canciones. How many more times must we rise above the walls you built so high? Oh, yeah. Idealistic, no love's what we got to stick with. Can't let media confuse it. All these mind trips eluded. Just remember when you felt it. Let that feeling take you higher over these walls that they built to keep us segregated, living intimidated. But with love, I get elevated. With love, we can navigate this evolution, revolution, summit web through changes. New light so bright as the colors that you dream in. And what we find when we finally rise is the freedom to love across borders and time. Israel and Palestine giving life to one another. The U.S. and Cuba in love with each other. How many more times must we rise above the walls you built so high? Tell me how many more times must we rise? Yeah.
Bringing awareness to our communities, to songs, spoken word, and just our presence here, beautiful people. How's everybody doing? Let me hear all the way back there.
I can't hear you guys. Much better.
It's too early to be quiet, that's for sure. Okay, so reminder, help us keep the Dyke March going every year. Support us with the t-shirts. Help maintaining the park. I have to confess, last night I flaked with the tranny march. I told them I was going to help and I didn't. So don't do what I did last night.
And there will be volunteers walking around with these purple
baskets.
Basket.
We put donations on there, checks. We take checks. We take cash, preferably. You can also go to our website and get more information on how to donate for us.
That's right. Help us out.
And by the way, just so you know, if you were interested in a medium shirt, our volunteers found our medium shirts that are for sale.
We found the medium shirt.
Stop by and buy one.
As you know, the city wanted this place closed down, and we don't take corporate sponsors, so you are our sponsors. So without you, we cannot be here. And without you, we wouldn't be here next year either. So give it up for you guys also. Like, thanks to you, we're here.
Yo, we don't take money from Absolut Vodka. We don't take money from Coors Beer. We don't take money from all those corporate sponsors.
That's right.
We love Pride too, but we don't take all that corporate sponsorship because we want to give you the message we want to give you. And this is not a joke. Who wants a Dyke March next year? Okay, we want to be here too.
If one of you start giving a little bit, I'm sure we'll have a huge amount for the next year as well.
This is not a joke. If you want a Dyke March next year, you got to be part of it. You got to help us out. We need to raise $25,000. If everybody in this park gave $2, it would pay for the Dyke March. All this music for free. Who likes all this music?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody reach in your pocket and take out $2. $2.
Anything helps.
At least $2. And the people are going to be coming around with the buckets. If you love the Dyke March, help us out. Help you guys out. Because 1 year, you might show up here at Dolores Park and there'll be nobody here. There won't be any stage or any music. We need you!
We're going to leave this bucket here. So if you guys are feeling generous, stop by.
So, who's next? What can we say about these cats, the mama boys? All right. See, this is what I like.
Thank you.
I didn't even have to do the kissing booth for this.
We can still do it though.